Good morning. It is a Monday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. You know, Mondays are tough for a lot of people.
Well, you know, the space program has something called a re-entry expediter. This is somebody who helps you get back onto terra firma. And we need more re-entry expediters as we enter the new week. Because, you know, you never know what you're going to find, and it's always hard.
We have our coffee re-entry expediter, and we'll have to settle for that, Alan. But on the international scene, we're seeing the Olympics now underway in Pyeongchang. And we're hearing this morning from the BBC that Vice President Mike Pence, on his return, saying the sanctions will stay in place and willing to talk with North Korea?
Yeah, he said no preconditions. They were willing to do it. And that comes on the advice of the South Korean president, who said this is the way to go. Look, this is really good news if it's going to happen. We do know that, you know, in order to have this kind of diplomacy, you have to make openings which didn't exist before. And this is very tough to do on one hand, and with the other hand, you're threatening.
Meantime, back in the United States, the President Donald Trump expressing sympathy for the aide who resigned after spousal abuse allegations. And as the Times puts it, further roiling the White House specifically, many in the GOP, quote, squirming.
Including the president. I mean, the president has been accused many times of being sexually aggressive and worse, much worse, by people who have made major claims against him. So it's not surprising to see the guy saying due process and rights and all the rest of it, although there is something to be said for due process, no question about it. And I think a lot of people feel that. Nevertheless, I keep thinking about all of these women who have said these terrible things about Donald Trump and of some of his own words caught on tape. And then finally, there is this question of what this guy knows. I mean, after all, he was right under Kelly as the number two guy. Therefore, if I'm president of the United States and I know that an individual has a certain amount of information, it could be somewhat worrisome to me.
We were hearing over the weekend that Kelly had offered his resignation but wasn't going to resign. Will that eventually happen?
Well, with this president, the one never knows. We do know we're about a year out. It seems like 20, but a year out since his presidency began. And we know there has been a steady stream of people coming in and out, people being forced out for all kinds of nefarious actions and reasons. And this is nothing new. We do know that Kelly said, I'm going to be in charge. You can't go see the president unless I say so. And that includes family. And then I saw yesterday that Ivanka went in to see the president about something. I said, I wonder where the doorkeeper is at this stage. Look, it's inevitable that a guy like that will burn out. I mean, this has got to be a very, very tough job. I have no sympathy for him whatsoever because he's making it easier for this particular guy who I consider to be really outrageous in so many ways. So, you know, will Kelly go? Probably.
Speaking of someone who decided to go, Brian Kolb, the Republican Assembly Minority Leader in New York State, decided he was not going to continue his run for governor, citing particularly the amount of time that he realizes that it's taking to run for the position.
Ah, come on. I mean, how many times, David, have you heard I want to spend more time with my family? It's almost become, you know, sort of a joke. Brian Kolb is a good man. We've interviewed him here on the Capital Connection many times. I find him to be a very approachable, decent fellow. We've also interviewed DeFrancisco, the heir apparent, apparently, who's going to really be doing this job and running against the governor. So far, the trial of the century, which is on right now, is proving to be a bit of a farce. The government has a major witness, Todd Howe, and Todd Howe has been arrested for doing bad things while the trial is going on. He had promised that he would not do that. Apparently, he stiffed the Waldorf Astoria. He had to stay in the Waldorf of all places. I think we're talking about a bit of a screw loose here, but I don't know that. I mean, I just know that it doesn't take much imagination to know that if you're a congenital liar and you keep on lying and you're a bit of a con man and you continue to do that, and these are all allegations, of course, and now the government's coming back and saying, we want our star witness, who we have just arrested, to be able to wear a business suit as opposed to his prison garb when he comes into the courtroom. Hey, it's looking more and more like Joe Prococo and some of his co-defendants are going to be having a very Merry Christmas early.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan. We'll get through Monday.
Thanks, David. Here comes Tuesday.